Tofresh Ein Aleph, Sif Hey, till the end, and if we have any time for anything else after that, maybe Tofresh Ein Ches. The Mechaber says, quotes the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nerechana Kamitzel Enichal Tetzel Beitim Yivachut, Yimei Yidor Ba'aliyah, Menichal Bechalein Esur Hashem Tadam, Mishat Zakan, Menichal Shemana Medayim. The Mechaber quotes the Halacha Kamad exactly verbatim as it said in the Gemara, Nerechana Kamitzel Tetzel Chasam Chashut Tadam, Yivachut, like, Im Abayi Tzvotzel Tzvotzel Chashut Tadam, Menichal Tetzel, Yim Yishchal Tadam, Menichal Tetzel Chashut. He learns, like Tesla learns in the Gemara, Vimay Yidor Ba'aliyah, Shem Yitzel Chasam Chashut Tadam, Menichal Chashut Tadam, Menichal Chashut Tadam. Interestingly enough, it doesn't say somebody doesn't have a doorway, he should put it in Chaloinu Yvedayim. It only says that B'Shat HaZakon Yimiyach HaShulchan Yvedayim. We'll get back to that, Be'ezu Hashem. It seems like a pretty clear-cut halacha. The Gemara says it, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. What more could be added? However, this is one of the most difficult halachas in all of Hilchos Chanukah. And I was actually talking to somebody yesterday. He said, we're learning Hilchos Chanukah. I thought Shabbos was difficult. I see that Chanukah, he says, no, Chanukah is supposed to be harder than Shabbos. So he thought you're getting away with it by learning Chanukah instead of Shabbos. It's just because it's simply not clear, as we'll see in B'Hemshech. We saw, first of all, this din of Menicha al Pesach Mitzvah Anicha al Pesach Abayit Mibachot. This is Machlokes in Rashi Tosfos. Tosfos Rashi says that it means that you're supposed to put on the Pesach of the Bayis, which is open to the Chatzar, if you have a chatzar in between your house and your shusharavim. However, Taisa says, no, if you have a chatzar between the house and the shusharavim, you're supposed to put it on the Pesach of the chatzar next to the shusharavim. The Pashas, because that's the most, that is the most presuming Nisa that's possible, next to the shusharavim. La'alach l'mayit, the Mechaber Pashas like Taisvitz, though the Bir Halacha brings down, the other shittas of Rashi and Iran, nevertheless, in the Mishnah Berurah does not quote it. It seems like he says sim lahalacha like Tesis, even though there are other shittas. The Aruch HaShulchan, he brings down more shittas that hold like Rashi. The Rambam holds like Rashi, and Daik, other Mishnah hold like Rashi. And he says, Tamiya, Masmiya, Vosapis of the Shulchan Aruch is not even mazke the other shittas. Then he says, well, if you look at Masech HaSeifer, which is very Chazal, the Lashon HaChazal is, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah LaHanicha BePesach HaSamach Rishus HaRabim. It's not mechalik whether or not it's a chatzah, it's not a chatzah. Mishmoyt is B'chol Inin, you should put a Pesach HaSamach Rishus HaRabim, which is mamash like Tesis. Means we have a smach ready from Chazal like Tesis, and maybe that's how we pass Kana Lach Lamaiso like Tesis. However, the Ramah says Sif Zayin and Ches, definitely nothing. Sif Zayin and Ches, that not only do we not light outside the Pesach HaSamach Rishus HaRabim, we don't even light, like Rashi, by Pesach of the Bayis, and we don't even light in the Chalayim. Says the Ramah, no, we light Bifnim HaBayis Mamish. Mamish, Tiferayim, where no one could see it at all, the Beis HaChirif, Cheder, Lifnim Yecheder, that no one could see it. And the Shaila begs to be asked, what's happened? How come we don't light it outside anymore? What happened? So, Narzarua, the Rebbe Yishenim read this question, Narzarua is Matmi, and he says, says so nowadays we don't have sakana. I don't know why we don't lay in the chaseris anymore. And he didn't say that we're switching. He said that's the minig. It's just matmiyah vasefes. The Bala Yitzchak says, kivin shenogu nogu. You're right. Even though nowadays there's no sakana, kivin shenogu nogu, and the big deyesha on the Yitzchak says that he's coming to retire this question of the Orzarua. That, I don't know if you saw the Orzarua, but this Shaila, that L'chara of Osefes B'zmanenu, that we have no Sakana, how come we're not Madlik Vachut? And we really said, Kivin Shenovu Novu. Once that was already the Minik, so then that's what we should do. However, he's Maisif, Misha Yochal Anich Mibachut, Minicha Mibachut. Vimlav Pischai. He says, if you couldn't do it Vachut, then you should. In other words, he doesn't totally knock it out. He says, if you have the Yechidah to light Vachut, you should. However, since Kivan Shanoogu no, the Maisa, that's how it seems that the Poiskim are Metar Tzaraminov, that in Echonami, Bizmanenu, Hagam, that there is no Sakana. The Maisa, once that became the Minog, once our Maisa says that's the Minog, and certainly the Rishayim already did it already, so that became the Din of Hadlaka, that became the Oifan Hadlaka, and Mamela, that's the way that you should, that's the place that you should light. The
Not only that,
there's even other shitas. The Dvar Yeshua, it's Yeshua Ehrenberg, who's the Av Bezin in Tel Aviv a few years back. He came out with the truth in Dvar Yeshua, Chelek Aleph Siman Mem, that he wanted to tell you that there's no, that somebody that lights outside out nowadays is not Yisra B'chlam. Why? Because Chazal were Oikr the Takana, the same way that we find in Ksubis that there was a Takana to get married on certain days because Bezin was Yeshiv on the next days, Mitzvah is the Yemaravi, and then the Sinai Takana, they were Oikr and they made it a different day. They were Oikr in an Oikr that you're not supposed to get married on Yavi. They were totally Oikr in Gansen. And they made it that the day to get married was a different day. So the same thing is over here. Mipnei HaSakana, they were Oikr HaSakana, and they said you should only light Mipnei. And that becomes a minute, and then you're not Yoytzei, forget you're not Yoytzei if you light Mipnei. The Kitzur, he printed his Shuvah in a Sefer called Shal Shuvah Zvayr Yeshua, and he sent it, a copy, to Morana, going to Rabbi Yosef Shalom Eliashiv Zatzal. Rabbi Yashiv says, I was flipping through your Sefer, and I was looking at the index of what all the tshuvas, and I saw it says over there about the minig to light inside. So I thought you were going to say be mataritz the minig in Eretz Yisrael to light inside, even though best we should light outside. So be mataritz the minig of Achiva that he says. So I went to the tshuva and I looked at it and I saw that you wrote over there that somebody that writes lights inside, lights outside is not yaitza. He says that I couldn't hold back, and therefore even though. Mitzvah, he says, I'm going to write to you what I think about this, and maybe when you're lighting Chanukah lift, you're coming to light Chanukah lift next year, you'll change your mind. And he says, Zichr not, and he says, for sure, they weren't Iker the Takana. He says, what do you do with the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch was after they were Iker in. Shulchan Aruch tells you that you're supposed to light outside. He was quoting the Gemara. Who was he writing for? You made the Mashiach? And the Ramah doesn't, it's not Chilik. The Ramah says it's a Zion and Ches. It says that the minig changed, the minig is different. However, over here it doesn't tell you anything. Here it doesn't say that the din is that you have to light inside, and if you don't light inside, you're not using the chavasim. Zikr, no. Zikr, you're supposed to light outside. The those that want even time with Asar B'Yashiv that if you could light outside and you don't light inside, he doesn't write this before in the tshuva. This is in Kreve Tshuva. It's actually according to Shvatif HaKos, who quotes, brings down the whole tshuva. He says that he doesn't say that if you light inside when you could have lit outside, then you're not Yetzer. However, there are those that say in Ha'aretz, in Masechta Shabbos, supposedly he said that in Shir, that's what it's brought down, that he said that in Eretz Yisrael, that they were never Iker the Takana for sure, he says, but at least that's to say that you're not going to be Yetzer if you light outside, that for sure not. So I saw it brought down that he answered back to Tshuva, and I went to go look it up now in the Eitzer. In Chelek Bey, Simon Kuf Aleph, he writes back to Rabbi Yashiv, and he starts off, he says, you're right, he says that Mitzvah Lishmoy Adavar, Mitzvah not to say something which is not going to be heard, and certainly it's not going to be heard, I don't agree with you wholeheartedly. And he goes to Rimarich to say that certainly the Shulchan Aruch is just quoting the Lashon of the Gemara, he's not telling you what to do, and it could very well be that the Shulchan Aruch is going like the Torah, that they used to light on the doorway in the place that there was still Pasuach Tur Shisar Avin. In other words, they lit inside, but you still had the kiyum of the pirsumi nitzat the bnei rishus haramim. He says, "B'chol, I'm not going in the mechaber. I'm going in the Ramah." And the Ramah says that the minig is not going that way. And anu holchim biyad Ramah, as many people say, we go with the das Ramah. That's the Ramah, and therefore it doesn't make a difference really what the Mechaber is talking about. It could be the Mechaber that holds they're supposed to, but the Ramah is not that way, and you're talking not Yitzhak. And then the next few tshuvas there, Kuf Beis, Kuf Gimel, Kuf Dalet, were to various different people who had tainas on his tshuva, and he's writing back to them. I didn't go through them all, but he certainly was maksik that Enoch Hanami Bizmanenu, not only is it the minig to light inside, so much so that we're oikur the original Takano, and the new halacha is not to light outside, rather to light dafka inside. No, he does. He's misyachs it a little bit, but he says that he's since the mechaber is quoting lashon the gemara, so he wasn't really coming to, and it's not clear. What the Mechaber is saying. Is Mechaber talking about that you're doing it mamish outside, or it could be that according to him, you're lighting inside and you still have that kiyum of that sin, so therefore maybe the Ramah didn't say. Which happens to be a klal, some say a klal in Sak, in Ramah, in the Mechaber, that very often the Ramah will not argue on the Mechaber, even though it seems that the Mechaber is saying one thing. If you could explain the Mechaber to mean something else, then the Rama won't be chayzik, because it could possibly mean that the Mechaber really meant like that also. Lemaisa, in Chutz La'aretz, certainly the minig is to light inside. That is the minig all over the entire world. Even in places that are Rav Yidin, everybody lights inside. Are there Yechidim that light outside? Possibly. I think there are in certain places Yechidim light outside, but Rav Reuben of Klal Yisrael in all of Chutz La'aretz certainly light outside. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, Kol Medina Nir Shalani, Mei Chanakayim, Yimei Sagvurosh, Geshem Meshelik, Baruches Lazokim, V'yavshel Anicha Mechutz. He says, Bechlal, we don't live in Eretz Yisrael, we live in Europe, we live all over, down under, we live in South Africa, we live in New York, we live in hurricanes, there's all types of things going on. And you wonder what Eretz Yisrael is different. What? The Eretz Yisrael is going somewhere. And it's tropical storms, and they have in Florida. And it's not Shabbos light outside. Eretz Yisrael light outside, it's for sure going to go out. What? What is Israel? That's a very good question. What about Israel? The Rebbe, the Yavetz talked about what do they do in times of Chazal. What do they do in times of Chazal? So some people say in times of Chazal it was very pleasant temperatures, and they were able to light outside without a problem. So much that the Aruch Hashem says like this. The Aruch Hashem is not Mitzvahs Eretz Israel, but he says like this. He says, so what could you do? You could light in a glass box. Light Shukur Rabbanim. Light Shukur Rabbanim. The Rabbanim weren't Matriachim to light in a glass box. Lay it there. What is Milayat Shukur? That's the only way to light outside. Then obviously that's Shukur Rabbanan. How are you supposed to light outside and it's not going to be in Eretz Yisrael? It didn't rain in the times of Chazal and in Kislev. What the Chur, that's the time that it was supposed to rain. Well, Vosefes. And there was no wind? How did they do it? So it's not exactly clear what the Matthias was. Somebody was trying to tell me this morning, he says, Fakert, we've seen the Gemara. The Gemara says this Indian of Loyat Shukur Rabbanan. If it gets too warm by Ner Chanukah, then you don't have to do it. Where do we see that? The Gemara says Chaf Alamid Beis that you're supposed to put that a person put his menorah outside, and a guy passes by on his gomel, and it catches fire. So it's a shayla. The person left the menorah outside is chayiv. If it's Ner Chanukah, Rav Yehuda says he left the brishus. So we heard we have a raya from here that you're supposed to put the Ner Chanukah between Gimel and Yud, because if you put it higher up, you should put it higher above the camel. Gemara says no. Maybe Kaddish could put it higher. We didn't say Dafka. You have to put it higher because if we're going to be Matriachim, then people are going to be Pasha and not going to do it at all. So therefore, we're Matriachim. So we stay Chazal. We're Matriachim when it came to Ner Chanukah. So if I live in Elad, the only place that the store that has sold candles is in Yerushalayim, so then I don't have to light Ner Chanukah because it's too much of a tircha. I don't know exactly where you draw the line here. It's to say that everything is a tircha. I don't want to buy a glass box, so therefore it's too much of a tircha. Lay it there.
That's talking about a hidra, though.
How
much
tree
to light in a place that's
more moved out? They're talking about, no, it could be that the din is to light in a, what do you mean? And therefore, therefore the chashash is that we're not going to light at all.
Sometimes you're specifically not using that height. There is a ball light. There's less screw up on the earth that what if you have a light?
Yeah, the chur is pasha. The chur is pasha. That's what I'm saying. When it comes to buying candles, when it comes to these things, the ikur mitzvah, for sure, that's the chur. You can't say lechukur rabbanan. That is the mitzvah, lechukur rabbanan. And this is the ikur mitzvah. According to mitzvah lanicha, al pesach v'yisrael v'chutz, the chur, that's the ikur mitzvah. Yesh la'ayin v'chlal. When it says mitzvah lanicha, mitzvah is alechat chiva, but in a chanami, if you can't, so then you yetze. Or no, that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is lehanicha. So they bring different rites from all over Shas where it says mitzvah, dafka din lechatchila, b'diavad, other places by mezuzah, mashma is only din lechatchila. It's not din b'diavad. However, it seems that many places understood that no, lechatchila you have to light outside, and not only that, if you could light outside and you don't light outside, then you're not innocent. Only b'shas ha'sakona minich al shulchani v'dayeh. That was neschadish that there's such a thing as b'seder. That's enough. You can leave it on your dining table. But be'etem, the chiyuv mitzvah is to light outside. That's the gift. That's the chiyuv to light outside. So then you have to do whatever it takes. Light outside. You don't have to light one candle. You don't have to light eight. You don't have to get a big box. Use a shoshes, a lantern, like they used to have. How did they walk outside in the dark in those days? They had lanterns that had glass. That's what the Yavid says. Yes, that's the head of times Chazal. They used to light with something in glass. They didn't light. They didn't have one of these menorah boxes. But lachur, they had some sort of glass. Now, agav, this is third that because it's so windy, you don't light outside. Betzem wasn't just Aruch HaShulchan, it was Mechadashim. Ritva, it's chaval that the Paiskim didn't have the Ritva. Because he's Mechadashim, a whole bunch of Yisoidis when you get to Nerech Hanukkah, and no one brings them down. Even the Mishnah Berurah didn't have them. Zakta Ritva that when it says Mishasa Sakana, it doesn't mean Sakana Safashis. Sakana means evil. It means some sort of, it's going to cause friction between you and the Goyim. Therefore, you should menichay al shulchanei v'dayin. You leave it inside. Why? Because it's not shayach right outside. It's not shayach in a normal life and not al tzakana. But it's not. You're not going to be able to. Either they're going to ruin it. They're going to bring down already chazal. Sometimes they bring down from Gilas Tainis in Bishvil in the Mokum Sheish Leitzim. There's people that are going to make fun of it, or they're going to turn it over, or they're going to put it out. Then just light it inside. So Mameva, the Ritzvah says, Oymer Mori Arav. Just like when there's Eva, and it's not shayach to light outside, so you light inside. He says also it's very windy. When it's very windy, and you can't light outside, you light inside. And that's it. Because you can't light outside, and that's the Ikar Mitzvah. Well, that's really what you say to the Aruch HaShulchan, of why you light inside. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Maisa, that's the Minig. Halacha L'Maisa, where are you supposed to light? In Chutz La'aretz, like we said, the Minig of Rav Reuben of Klal Yisrael, certainly it's light inside. Light in the window. There are those that light on the dining table. See them. Many have seen light on the dining table. But the Litvish, I think, as far as I know, just about everybody lights in their windows. As long as there's no makom of sakana. Like the Magen Avraham says, like Mishavur brings down. The Vosef said we don't light outside. So one reason is like the Rosh Hashanah says, because it's so windy. But in the place where it's not so windy, in LA, it's nice. Turning down, it's always nice, always 72 degrees without too much wind. What? Don't know. So, why don't you light outside in these places? In places that they have, especially if there's no chash of sakana, why don't you light outside? So, the poskim taino that al derech the eater, that once the minig was to light inside, then they didn't switch in. And befrat in chutz laretz where you're living among gayim, then there's always the possibility that somebody's going to start up, they'll throw something at the menorah. Somebody will flip it over, and the eater's going to get ticked off, and he's going to say something back, and it's going to start a fight. Get the sakana. Mameila, and it's far how you go and marry them. Especially, it's around the Kasmach time, and it's so either they take the light the Hanukkah tree, light the menorah underneath the tree, and they make everything together, or they get ticked off, and they try to, burn the menorah or something like that. And Mameila, you don't want to start up a chalas, therefore, you leave it inside, and you don't. Rabbi Yashar says, "Befrat, that the whole Indian of the menorah is it's mesamal the nitzafin against the gayim. So that's kitzninim beinem." He says, "Therefore, take it easy and you light inside, and that is the minig ha'olam. Even in places that is all yizim, even in developments in Lakewood and things like that the whole thing is one is only is permeated. Nevertheless, the minig is not to light outside. The minig is to light inside and." And Be'ezor Hashem HaKol Mokem Yavah B'Sholim. Everything will pass by peacefully.
If you lie by the window, you have one of those menorahs that backing, and you face it outside?
Very good question. We'll talk about it by Meshach Be'ezor Hashem. They actually do talk about that. The Ramosh has the truth about it in Chilek Dalet Simchuv Chofei, and he says that Saka the Minig Anochon is to light outside, is to light inside in Chutz La'aretz, in the window. He says that's what I do. And that's what my father did. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's our minig also. And if I had to guess, that's what the Chofetz Chaim did also. Though I don't see him being misafes to that at all. And I don't know why, because there's a lot of dinim that are going to change if you lit in the window. And Mishmur says that there's no Indian to light b'chlal more than half an hour because of chur if you're lighting in the window and there's an Indian presuming. He says, maybe there is. If you're lighting in a door on your dining table, maybe there's not. But different things that the Mishmur should be misafes to. This is an all-time question, and that is that for some reason the Mishnah Berurah usually is not mitziachas to the Metzias Bizmanoi. Very, very often he quotes the Achronim, and he's not mitziachas to the Lamaisa what the Metzias is. And if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says the Metzias is chicken mukta or not. So the Gemara says, no, oif is not mukta, because it's chazi lomta, you can chew it, it's chazi lomta, so therefore it's not mukta, only meat is mukta. The Mishnah Berurah just quotes it. And the Aruch HaShulchan lived the exact same time as the Mishnah Berurah, he says, no way, who eats chicken nowadays? Not an hour. No, and therefore it's Muktzah also. So what in Radin they did, and in Nevardik they didn't, hard to believe. But, so, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah is not Mitziachas. He does bring down that if there's more Pesumi Nisa in your window than in your door, you should put it in the window. It doesn't say what he does, doesn't say what the Minig of the Olam is. However, that certainly is the Minig in Chutz La'aretz to light in the windows. And even if the windows, we'll see, even if the window is more than 20 amos high, as long as there's buildings across from you and other things like that, that people that can see, then that is the minhag to light in the window. That's all in Chutz La'aretz. Simple. It's easy to live in Chutz La'aretz. You only keep the mitzvahs anyhow, like the Ramban says. Then you come to Eretz Yisrael. Come to Eretz Yisrael, it's not so simple anymore. In Eretz Yisrael, many of the priests say that since we're not living between the Goyim, Memela, and it could be that we were 100 years ago, 50 years ago, possibly even 100 years ago, 200 years ago, but Bizmanenu Baruch Hashem, we're basically not living amongst the Goyim, and we don't really have to worry about it. And therefore, certainly, we should light outside, and you have to light outside. And the only question is where to light outside. So it seems to be machlokes apoiskim exactly where to light outside. The chazanish, yodua shita sechazanish, that bizmanenu we do not have a chotzer like they had in the times of Chazal. In the times of Chazal, the chotzer was an extension to the house. They had very small houses, and the chotzer was an extension to the house. Therefore, the tanner, wherever they baked, that was outside, and where they washed their clothing, that was outside. And where they would grind everything, that was outside. So the outside was the chotzer was really an extension to their house. Rashi says above the Bavli Daf Beis, Rav Tashmishim b'chotzer. Rav of the Tashmishim, what they did is in the chotzer. Bizmanenu, that's certainly not the case. And the mail with regard to mezuzah, with regard to Erevin, and other halachas, the Chazanish writes Lahedia that our chatzeres and our the same chatzeres as Chazal, and halachas will change. The shaila is, does that have a bearing on Hilchos Chanukah? So I'm not exactly sure if the Chazon Ish ever did say with regard to Chanukah. Reb Chaim Kanievsky certainly brings down that way. Mr. Kirelis brings down that way. I think they knew the Chazon Ish pretty well. And in Shrein Halachas, that's the way Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it, that according to the Chazon Ish, that holds that B'chotzer Zmanenu is not the Chotzer of Chazal, the Melo, you shouldn't be madlik on the Pesach of the Chotzer pointing to Rosh Hashanah, because it's not the same Chotzer, it's Chazal's Chotzer. And therefore, where should you light? You should light. If you have a doorway from your house that's pointing to the Rosh Hashanah, that's the best place to light. And if you don't, then in the window. And that's supposedly that's where the Chazon Ish lived. Chazon Ish lived in the window, he had a doorway, but it wasn't pointing to the Rosh Hashanah. And he had two houses, depending on which house he was in. One place he did have pointing, one place he didn't, and he lived in the window. Because that was pointing to the Rosh Hashanah. Accordingly, say the Poiskim, that anything that you want to consider Bizmanenu as a Chotzer is really not going to be a Chotzer. Not just what's outside, but also the Cheder Madrigot, which is the stairwell, which is really, should be considered L'chera Chotzer, because all the, what is the Chotzer? Chotzer is the Mokim that all the Batim open up into, before you go out to the Rosh Hashanah, to the Movi, to the Rosh Hashanah. So Mamela, your stairwell is Be'etim HaChotzer, because all the doors in the building, in an apartment building, open up to this Chotzer, which is the stairwell, and from there it opens up to outside. That being the case, that according to the Chazon Ish, the cheder does not have a din. This cheder madrigot does not have a din of a chaser. The male one should not light there. He should either light in the pesach, which is pointed to the chaser. In other words, the pesach of the doorway. Some people say you should light in the doorway of the house to the cheder madrigot. But the chaschila, since you're not really going to have so much persimonisa there, you should light. It seems that the chaschila is you should light in the window like the Chazon Ish did. However, in a case where you're more than 20 amos high, there, Mishnah Yoel says that according to Chazon Ish, you should light in the doorway to the Cheder Madrigot, to the stairwell, instead of lighting in the window. Because in the window you don't have Persuminisa. Mamela, you should light in the door. What's that?
Your doorway.
The doorway for the building is the doorway for the, according to him, is the doorway of outside of a chaser, and we don't have, doesn't have a shame of a chaser. So you're not being Mekayim of the Mitzvah. It's nothing. It's like lighting outside of the street. According to him, since it doesn't have a din of a chaser, once you leave your doorway, you stepped outside into the Rosh Hashanah. So you're lighting outside the Rosh Hashanah. So it could be that you have Pesach Minisa, but that's not the mitzvah.
The building has an after chaser and then the front door and then the stairwell.
The chaser also would be a chaser if you need a chaser, which both of them don't have a din of a chaser, and therefore it wouldn't be a question. According to those that hold that it has a din of a chaser, which one would be better? That's with regard to the Chazon Ish. However, maybe we could call it mini Yerushalayim. It's not another way. The Briskerov, and that's how Rabbi Yashar goes and Rishon Zalman, they went, no, that there's no din. The din that you're a chotzer has to have tashmishay chotzer to be considered a chotzer And that if you don't have it, this maninu, it's not a chaser, and that's only with regard to Erevin and other things like that. With regard to Hanukkah, there's no din specifically that has to have tashmishi chaser. You don't have to have tashmishi chaser. Meila, anything which is the type of chaser that Chazal were referring to, another one, that the batim open up into it, then it has the shame of a chaser, and you should light, like the Machaber Paskins, like Tesvitz, on the pesach of the chaser, according to the Shulchan Aruch, which would mean that if you have your own private house, and you have a chaser in the front, you should light in the doorway from the chaser to the Rishas Rabbim. The same thing would apply if you live in a building and you have your own private chaser, l'chera. You should light on the doorway of the chaser to the Rishas Rabbim. Let's say you don't. You live in a building and all you have is a stairwell. And the stairwell opens up to Rishas Rabbim, to the sidewalk. What should you do in that case? That itself becomes a chaser. And you should light in the tefach ha-samach to the pesach. Not only that, which is the case that was just mentioned beforehand, Larry Davis, if you have a chaser lefnimi chaser, very often what they have is you have the building opens up to a bridge. In other words, since buildings are built on a mountain, so therefore a lot of times you enter halfway into the building. You enter in the middle of the building, there's a few flights up and a few flights down, and you come from the sidewalk. You walk from the sidewalk with a bridge to the main building. Many buildings like that, Panamiris and stuff, they have like that, and in many other places. By me, that's my apartment is like that also. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's no problem to light at the end, and Rav Asher, there's no problem to light at the end of the walkway. As a matter of fact, that's more like a chiva l'charam, because it's closer to the Rosh Hashanah. So you have two chatzeres. You have your house, which opens up into the chatzer of the stairwell, and then you have in front of the doorway to that chatzer, which is the doorway to outside the building, you have another path which takes you from your chaser of the building to the Rishus Rabbim, and you can light at the end of that. Even though there's no Tzurusa Pesach, there's no din when you get to Chanukah that you need Tzurusa Pesach. In this aspect, there seems to be machlokes between the Brisker Rav and Rishus Rabbim Yashar. The Brisker Rav held no, that it has to have a Tzurusa Pesach. It has to have a Tzurusa Pesach, and here in Yeshiva's Mir HaKadosh, they're machmer for that, they're machmer for everything here. And they put up a Tzurusa Pesach. They put up a Tzurusa Pesach outside in the front, yeah, by Shar Ari Chaim. They put up a. That's what they do. Everybody has their own excuses why they do everything in Ibn Meister, and one person Ibn Meister, and one Rosh Hashiva eats Ibn Meister, and Seder, that's always, but Baruch Hashem, we're chesh for everything. The Mir doesn't ever want to make into a matzim that somebody should be uncomfortable here. We're all one family, that somebody should be able to eat here, that somebody should be able to light the Chanukah lecht here. So yeah, and not only that, there's a mezuzah in the money. I think they put up a mezuzah even, that we should have mezuzah even, even though the Chur, it's only for a week, it's only for 8 days. Nevertheless, you put up a mezuzah, and it's a Tzurusa Pesach, that way you get the Kulei Amo. However, Shlomo Zalman Yashar would say, there's no need to have Tashmish in your Chatzar to be a Chatzar, there's no need for your Pesach to be a Pesach with a Tzurusa Pesach. As long as it's clear that it's a Pesach, that's enough, and you can light there. The shaila is, what are you doing? Good question. So, to be makdim, first of all, Rav Shlomo Zalman said about this, in Halicha Shlomo, he said, Bechlal, all the dinim of Chanukah, we don't have, are not clear in the Rishonim. We don't have so many Yisraelis in the Rishonim to come with a klarkeit. He says, that's Bechlal. Ubefrat, the Mokom Adloko, he says, that's the thing which is the most difficult to come up with a klarkeit. And it says there in Halicha Shlomo that Taki, every year we done again, and a lot of times we change. One time we say like this, one time we say like that, depending on how we learn this again, how we... I saw brought down from Rabbi Yashiv a similar thing. Rabbi Yashiv said they brought down Pnini Chanukah, and that's the same Pnini Chanukah, that many people would ask Rabbi Yashiv where the right place is to light. And Rabbi Yashiv says he has to see the apartment. He has to see it. So people were bringing pictures. And he says, and you look at the picture and you say, it's too hard to tell from the picture. You can't tell from a picture. You have to see the house. What does that mean, you have to see the house? You can see the picture, but you know what's going on in the street. Is there just around? Is not just around? You know, you can't tell how many people see. People could see, people can't see. You get a general feeling of what's going on. To see what's really actually happening is very different. And bring that over there, that when you used to go for Santa Curious, a lot of times they would take him out of his way a little bit. He'd be asking to go visit people's houses to be able to see, Taka, what does it look like, to be able to paskin on where to light. Now, the mice in Eretz Yisrael, many people are naik to light outside. There's different minhagim. Many people are naik to light outside. because that's the minig. That's the minig in Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv, Viskarov, Miyas the minig, the Chazan Ishus for Bnei Brak. But in Yerushalayim, the minig is takanat that way. And therefore, many people light outside. They either light in the doorway to their building, or there are those people that light. I think more people light in the doorway to the building than the people that light at the end of the shvil. Maybe because it also doesn't have a source of Pesach. And there's numerous people that light downstairs, or they light at the Pesach of their chatzar. Those people that have a private entrance, they light at the Pesach of their chatzar, that's pointed to the Mishnah Sarabim. And that's how they use it. There are others that are chayshish for the chazanish. And the Mela, they make a cheshbon like this. Why should I take a chance and light outside and not be according to the chazanish? And it'll be a bracha v'tela, and when I eat my mitzvah, I'll light inside, and then I'll be ate to the chazanish. And even if the halacha is like Rabbi Yashiv, like the Brisker of Lachur, if you light inside in the window, Lachur you can be ate also. As long as it's pointed to the Shisarab, as long as you have first minisa, then Lachur you should be ate. Mm-hmm. Now, it happens to be not so simple because of those that bring down Mashem Rabbi Yashiv, the Taka, you're not ate if you could light outside. But it seems like most price can hold that even though the Chatzchil you should light outside, certainly be the Eved, if you light inside, then you eat. And certainly in Chutz La'aretz also, they say that also. Even though the minig is to light inside, everybody lights inside. If you light outside, you are Yetzah. It's not that, except for maybe according to Rav Ehrenberg, there are Yeshua. But aside from that, all the Pesachim say that if you light outside, you're going to be Yetzah. Just the minig is to light inside. It's not a good idea to light outside. So there are those that want to, they say, Fakert, you should light inside to be Yetzah, the Chazanish. And then there's the people that don't know what to do. So, which they're stuck understandably, so they light 2 minutes. You light 1 minute outside by the Pesach HaBayit and Pesach HaChatzar, in other words, the outside, the entrance of the apartment, or the Mishtat with somebody, and they light another one in their house. The way they do that is you either light one with a bracha and you go to the other one and you light, and you, without being mafsik, you light the other one, or you Mishtat with somebody else and you light before he lights. So you light with a bracha and then you Mishtat with the person in, unless you hold it, it's mamash ikar adin, and therefore it's a bracha latal. But people are not really chayish that way. Pashas, you could be yetz according to everybody when you light inside. The only question is, if you should light outside, that's really the Iker Mitzvah. Therefore, you make a bracha, and then you yetz with the other person, just in case. You yetz with the other person, your mishtat, b'priti, and that's how you could light. There are people, myself included, that are not such fans of lighting 2 minaret. And the truth is, you can really light 3 or 4 minaret, depending on each place that you have to be chayshish for what's the best place to be for. There's the back of the building, there's the front of the building, then there's the knisah, then there's the end of the shvil, and then there's always the possibility to light. And depending on what type of person you are with regard to the rest of the mitzvahs, if that's how your name feels that you should do the mekayim all the different shitas, then yes, you should do for Chanukah. But if you always go with one shita, the chur one should always have one shita. Now, just to clarify a few things that maybe will make it a little bit easier also. Even according to the Chazanish, that holds that we do not have a chatzar bizmanegu, it's brought down the Sefer Ner Chanukah, the Shem Reb Nissen Karelitz, that he said that even according to the Chazanish, if a person has marpeset, that's ground floor, and there's a doorway from the marpeset to outside, if you go from your house to the marpeset, and the marpeset is totally uncovered, everybody can see what you're doing inside, and you're not doing any tashmishim tsnuim. Nevertheless, that's considered mamish part of the house, and therefore you're allowed to light on the pesach of the marpeset to the Rishas Rabbah. That's the place where you should light.
In what sense can you bring
the
Rishas Rabbah?
Leave the after Rishas Rabbah. You walk out from there to Rishas Rabbah. Well, that should be the mokim. According to that, should be the lechatchila mokim. Yeah, it's totally enclosed, so then it doesn't have a pesach, which is pesach Rishas Rabbah. So then it might be in my pesach. That we'll talk about in a second. One pesach, that'll be like a chaloyin, but that doesn't have a din of.
They wouldn't have
a milah necessarily. Wouldn't have a milah of a pesach on some Rishas Rabbah.
Do you have to use that
all the time? Lechura, even if you don't, if you never use it, that's the question. Mamish never used, and we don't look at it as a pesach of a klal. But there's a person that say that even if you don't use it on, I saw one person that says that we don't reckon with a door that you don't open ever. We don't reckon that if you have 2 doors, one of them you never open, you don't have to look at that as the left side of the door. That door is still closed, and you look at the one door that you open, and then you have to go to the left of that. But with regard to this, which is Pesach HaChatzar L'Chora, I don't see why it should be any different. I got a picture from somebody, a very interesting picture. This is, if you can see, this is their house. this is the doorway to their house, and this is their chatzer. It's like a merpeset, which is its ground floor, and this is what it looks like, totally being covered. This is from outside at night, if you can see. It's totally covered by a fence on all sides, and it has a doorway opening. It even has a source of Pesach at the top. The shalom is according to the Chazon Ish. Now, if you could see, I don't know if you could see here, it's open. Half of it is open. Half of it's covered, it's underneath the building. And half of it is open, and that's where the person makes their sukkah.
Mezuzah?
Is there a mezuzah there?
Yeah.
I don't know if there is.
There is.
There is. There is a mezuzah there. There is a mezuzah there. The her, that would be, I would, lule de nistafina mina. To me it was pashit, and then I saw it in the sefer, so therefore that's where I'm going that way. But that's what the Chazon Ish would hold also. Even the Chazon Ish would be maskim, that's something which is so clearly defined as a part of your house. It's totally surrounded by a fence. And there's a doorway to get in. No one is walking inside there. It's not like a chaser achid madrigot, which is public property almost. Anybody can come inside. Maybe most people don't go inside unless they have a place to go. A lot of people happen to be, especially if you live in Hanover, for one of these places, they use them as shortcuts. You go through, and that's instead of having stairs that are outside the building, if stairs are inside the building, and people just use it as shortcuts going up and going down. You should. Don't use elevators, use the stairs, whatever. Okay, those that live in Hanover, they have the different signs, different buildings, whatever. But certainly it's a public place, and therefore you can understand that it's not considered a chaser, it's considered more damage to Rishus Haram. As opposed to something which is mamash a chelek of the, it's like a marpeset. This is really a marpeset, it's just not in the air, it's a marpeset on the ground. No one's walking inside of there, no one's. And that's the marpeset, which is open to Shazarab, lechur, it's pashat, that even according to Chazon Ish, you should light on the Pesach, which is perennially Rishus Haram, which is outside, and not by the doorway. Lechur.
What
do you mean? No. No, no, no. If you could light outside, you could light outside. The problem is that he held that there's no chatzar. So we don't have the ability to do what Chazal told us to do. Chazal told us to put it on the Pesach of the chatzar. We don't have chatzaris. What should we do? So you have to do it on the Pesach Habayis. But if you have a chatzar, then he agrees, this is not really a chatzar. This is his house. This is the Pesach Habayis, which is also, it happens to be your chatzar. But it's a Pesach of your bias.
So the reason why you have a chatzar is because many people use it also.
It's not clear. And therefore what? Now the shalom is over here. It could be that you don't have to come out the chatzar. It's your house. It's like your merpeset. It's another room in your house. The fact that you're not going to do tashmish in there, it's not going to make any difference. If a person has, it has nothing to do really with whether or not it's covered over or not covered over. If a person has huge glass windows in his dining room, I have a neighbor that they redid their apartment. It happens to be that they face the direction where there's no one can see them. But some people do this. They redid their apartment and they made huge glass windows like a storefront, so that way they can see from inside the house and everybody can see from outside inside. No one's doing personal tashmishim there in their house. Maybe you put down the tris. Some people don't even make a tris. Just huge open. So now it doesn't become your house anymore because you're not going to do tashmishim kavuyim. No, that's be'etz in your house. So if a person has marpeset, that's another room in the house. It's a room in the house. They may not do everything that you would want to do because it's open, but it's a room in the house. It's private property. It's your own. It's not a makom which is miuchad for anybody else. It's not a chatzer b'klal. And therefore, it's. I would think that's special. We look at the extension of the house, and therefore you should like that. That's with regard to the Chazon Ish. With regard to Rabbi Yashiv and Rosh Hamazamin, Rabbi Yashiv said also that it has to have your chatzer, even if you want it to be a chatzer, it has to have a tzur of a knisa, and it has to have a Pesach. In other words, it doesn't have to have a tzur of Pesach, but if it's just surrounded on three sides, and the fourth side is totally open, and you just walk in, and you can't even tell that there's a Pesach over here, then that's not considered a Pesach either. That would not be considered a chatzer, and you would light by the doorway of the building. Because that itself would be considered a chatzer. So that's even according to Rabbi Yashiv, not every chatzar is a chatzar, and even according to the Chazon Ish, not every chatzar which we thought of is not a chatzar. Just to clarify that. Now there's, I think many people are simich on one of two things. One of them is Rosh Hashanah Zalman, one of them is the Shevet Ali. Rosh Hashanah Zalman, even though he held that you should light at the Pesach of the chatzar, he said that if somebody else is already lighting in the Pesach of the chatzar, then you should rather light in a window in your house, that there should be more pesurim yisal. Once there's already one person lighting in the chatzar, pesach in the chatzar, there's no reason that you should light over there. There should be more pesurim yisal in other places. The truth is that we should The truth is that really it's a very big difficulty, and I have not seen anybody who disagrees to it, basically. And that is, according to Tesis, we pass the mic. Let's say you have 65 people living in the Chatzar. How many menorahs did they light on the Pesach of the Chatzar? 1 or 65? Not clear. The Bach says that the Bach says, so that's the question is, if you're going to understand that way, that each person is lighting, so then why can't the person who's okay, we'll get there. One second. We're jumping too much. The Torah brings down from the Sar Shalim, Tafresh Ayin Zayin, that they would light, one person would light, everybody should be Meshtatif and light together on the Pesach L'Chatzar. And Mitzvah Min HaMubchor, that everybody will light for the Pesach L'Bayit. Says the Bach, what is the Sar Shalom talking about? He says that's Shita Satesis is that everybody together in the Chatzar is supposed to light on the Pesach of the Chatzar. So how do they do that? They're Meshtatif Ripruta and everybody lights together. However, Mitzvah Min HaMubchor, that they should also light, in addition, Gam Kein Yaliku, also by the Pesach of their own bayit. And the guy that lives in Aliyah, according to Taisus, how come he's not Mishtatef Ripruto? Why can't he? Once anyhow, you don't see who's lighting, and you can't tell who's lighting, so why can't the guy from Aliyah be Mishtatef Ripruto? That's not clear at all. It's not Nicker, and for everybody else it is Nicker. It's Nicker that only for people that live on the first floor. It's people that live on the second floor, it's not Nicker. It's not Nicker that somebody lives there, so terrific. So I'm not telling my name. So what's the problem? Forget. Zakhshad? What's the chash exactly? So it sounds like, and if you look at the ritual says the same thing. It sounds like they say that everybody mishtat b'prut and everybody will lie on the Pesach of the Chatzar. Does everybody have to do that, or everybody could? What would be if you have 30 people living in a Chatzar, according to Taisus, that maybe it's possible for two people to lie, all 30 people lie on the Pesach of the Chatzar? There's no room for that. What did they do in such a case? It's not exactly clear what they did. Memela says to Shlomo Zalman that once you have one person lighting in the Pesach of the Chatzar, it could be that you're mekayim the ikur din of Taisus already lechatchila. There's already somebody that's lighting over there. You weren't mishtatef with them. There's already somebody that's lighting there. You're mekayim the din of presuming nisa for this Chatzar, the entire Chatzar b'chalusay, and therefore each person should light in the window. Memela, in most buildings, there's at least one person. In my building, we have, last year we had 27, now we have 31 people living in the building. They've added on Yechidot Dior. But we have one person lighting in the bottom. Out of the 27 people, we have one person lighting in the doorway to the building. And everybody else lights either on the window. Or, we didn't mention, the meaning of the Hasidim is, even in Eretz Yisrael, I mentioned the Chutz Laaretz, even in Eretz Yisrael, many, many Hasidim light Al Shulchan, Minich Al Shulchan Vedaya, Al Pidah Rizal, Al Pidah Tumidei Vesh, they light inside. Regardless, like the Mishnah Berurah, like the Ramah says, is the meaning to do b'chlal, to light inside. That's what they do always. So b'chlal the chassidim light inside, and then the litzvish. Then there's the machlekes. Do we are we chayshev the chazanish, and therefore we also light inside, just in case, or no, you light outside, or even if we're supposed to light outside, if there's people that are light by the doorways, then we can also light inside. The Shevet HaLevi, he was asked a question by Rav Schlesinger Shlita from Gilo about somebody that lives more than 20 amasai in a apartment building. Where should they light? Says the Shevet HaLevi that he should light in the window, like they've always been lighting in the window. Why? First of all, the Prima Gadim says that it's possible that even more than 20 amasai is also Hekatur Shisram, which is not as much, but this is Hekatur Shisram. We'll talk about that in Hashem. Not only that, as long as the Iker presuming is for the people in the house, so there's no reason that you should go downstairs, you should rather light inside your house. And Bechlal, there's people in other buildings that could see also. So you're within 20 amas of people in other buildings, for sure. Matayim Manoim. You have maybe even Persumi Nisa. You have Persumi Nisa for the people in other buildings. You might even have Persumi Nisa for the people that are downstairs in their sheet more than 20 amas high. And you have the Iker Persumi Nisa for the people in the house. Matayim Manoim, light inside. And Mamela, that is the meaning for many, even in Yerushalayim, not just in Bnei Brak, where Shevet HaLevi was, to do that. And there are, I think, probably, Lulei D'Mistafin Amina, from what I've seen, I think Roiv people still light inside. Right, people still light inside. I don't know who's Hasidish and who's not, who's lighting the window, who's not. You can't always know which Minhogim and saying that most Litvish light inside. You don't always know. But I don't think in most buildings that you pass by that Rave of the people are lighting downstairs in the Knisa. Could be that a lot of people being Mishtatef. But most people I don't think are lighting the Knisa. And the same on the Ramah that says the meaning is to light inside, or in the fact that the Chaloyin is considered Pesuch L'Shus HaRavim, and Remeilo, to give a definitive place exactly where to light. We could daven on each person individually, but certainly there's makom for everybody to light. What's lechatchila in Yerushalayim? It seems to be a minig lechatchila to light outside if you could. If you don't have a proper place, then lechurdo, without a problem, you should be able to light in the window, as long as you're not getting into issues that you have no one that's going to see you, as that we'll deal with behemshach. Now, if you want a lechatchila person supposed to light in a doorway or a window which is permanent Rishus HaRabim, what's considered Rishus HaRabim? Do you need 600,000 people? Or 16 Amas? That we never heard of. That's Lenin Shabbos. How about Lenin Seitas? Seitas Rishus HaRabim as long as you have 3 people. Is that considered Rishus HaRabim? We find different in different Gedar for what's considered Rishus HaRabim in different Mekhaimah. It seems that the Preiske Zmanenu were the ones that really discuss it. They all go that it's nothing to do with Gedar Rishus HaRabim called Terakula. It's rather, is it considered a Mokim which is open to the Rabbim to use without Rishus or not? If it's a Mokum which is Pasuah for Rabbim, that's considered Rishus HaRabim. Even if there's only, even it could be a small, anybody that went to Rabbi Yashin's house, he lives on Rehov Hanan, the whole street is probably narrower than this table. Mamish, you can't, they made a special, they used to have a go-kart for him, to a golf cart, to be able to take him from his house, because a regular car wouldn't fit down. It's like narrower than a car. And he would light on the Pesach of his chatzar, which opened up into that little simta. Why? Because that's the street. For all intents and purposes, that's the street. Hi, how many people pass by and you can't go even by with the car? It's a mokum which is open to the rabbim, and that's considered Rishus HaRabim. A stairway that gets down from one street to another street, that's also Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't have to be that there's white lines on it and this car is going down. Anything that is Pesach HaRabim would be considered Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, accordingly, when it comes to lighting in a window, it's not so simple. Can you light in a window where the window is facing another building and it's not facing Rishus HaRabim? Do you look at all of the other apartments that are facing this window, facing your window, to be considered Rishus HaRabim altogether? I have 10 apartments. So I have 10 people together. That's Rishus HaRabim. Or do I say no? Each one is their own individual place, and there's no mokim in that entire building that can see me that's open to the Rabim. No one can see it. And therefore, that even the roof, if you'll be able to get up to the roof, the same. I went on Erev Shabbos to go take a picture of my apartment from the next building over from the roof. So I go over to the next building, over to the top floor, knock on the guy's door, can I have a key to the roof? So, they rummage around, give me the key. Why do you need the key to the roof? It's like, anything that everybody gets suspicious, you can't just walk there. You need a key, you need to open. And I said, oh, I just want to put a chitz chashud there. Why? What do you ask? And I told them I was taking pictures for Hanukkah. So they were more than complying and obliging. But to be any place which can't, was not open to the Rabbim, says Rosh Hashanah, says Rosh Hashanah, and that's not considered Pasuach HaRabbim, and that does not have a din of Rishus HaRabbim. Mitzad Cheney, like we said, the Shevet Levi says not the way. Shevet Levi says that you can count the people in the other building as Rishus HaRabbim, and as long as they can see it, that's considered Pesumi Nitzah. Now, with regard to this, there are some people that have, the Chut Shani, Ms. Kavel says, there are many apartments that they're open to the, they have a great north. They have a great view, they see just the mountains. But that's terrible for Hanukkah. They have, Baruch Hashem, on a different side of their building, they have one window, but that window's in the bathroom. And they can see other, can you light in the bathroom window or not? He says you shouldn't light in the bathroom window. Light it on your doorway, light it on your dining room table, but it's not covered a mitzvah, and you shouldn't light it in the bathroom window.
What if it's a bathroom that you don't use?
Then the chur that's potato, we'll talk about that. Now, what do you do if your window is more than 20 amos high? You're lighting inside, there's somebody ready lighting down on the bottom, your chayish is to light outside, your Shem Bazalman says to light in your window. Mela, you're lighting in your window, simich on the Shevet Levi, simich on how you grew up in America, even though we're in Israel now, that's what a lot of people do, we're lighting in the window. Now, the problem is it's 20 amos high. As a matter of fact, maybe we're 10 flights high and we're 50 amos high. And not only that, so, depends. If you're facing other apartment buildings and you have apartments that are within 20 amas of yourself, then it's not a problem, according to many poskim. Rav Moshe says this, the Shevet Levi says this. As long as you're within 20 amas, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman also holds this way, that with regard that if you're stuck and you don't have another place, it could be samech on Rav Yashim, holds this way. It could be samech on, if you have no other place to light mamish, it could be samech on the buildings that are across, even though lechatchila not to. But that we can consider as a Rishus HaRabim, and you light towards the other buildings.
Even if the building is distant,
Even if it's more than 20 amos away. We'll talk about that in a second. Exactly what is 20 amos? You can't see 20 amos. Who can't see 20 amos? What's the deal that a person doesn't see 20 amos? Yeah. A person can see miles. Forget 20 amos. Teretz is that your peripheral vision, when you're looking straight without having to strain yourself, is not going to catch something which is 20 amos high. Now, it depends how far away you are. We'll get to that also, Beis Hashem, if we have time. So maybe we'll leave the question, unless there's something we should say wrong or not, because I'm going to get thrown out of here soon. If you're more than 20 amos high and you don't have any, what do you do if you don't have any buildings that are facing you? If you have other buildings that are facing you, you can be similar to those buildings that are within 20 amos. Let's say you don't have any buildings that are facing you. What do you do in such a case? So you have a few choices. One choice is to be mekayim yekadin, according to Shemazam and Yashem, and light in the Pesach of the Chaser. Light in the Pesach of the Chaser, which is downstairs, and that's what Mitzvah Kral says. And in such a case, one should, where it's more than 20 amos high, that's where he should light. Even according to the, sounds like, even though Vesem is Chesh for the Chazanish, if you're totally out, then, he says to light on your door, he says to light on your dining table, and he says you should also light downstairs without a bracha. He says without a bracha, because maybe he doesn't have a Shem of a Chazan, but since your imamish don't have any place which is presumably Nisal, so then instead of just lighting on your dining table, you should also light downstairs. Those that hold the Chazan, you should light downstairs. That's his makom, that's where you should light. Many people don't like that. They're not taking the whole family downstairs, outside, and the lighting in the... It's not going to happen. So, in such a case, there are places that hold. They should light in the doorway to the Cheder Madrigot. Light in the doorway to the Cheder Madrigot, like Alpi the Chazanish, because that is considered a Pesach which is Patsu up to the Chatzar, or to Rishus HaRavim, because it's open to Rishus HaRavim. And therefore, you're Mekayim the Din of the Pesach, which is Mesuvah B'mitzvahs, and you recount the din that it's Pesuah, there's Pesuah Nisa for the people inside, and it's Pesuah Nisa for the people outside. Leave the door open. If you don't leave the door open, either you're going to be losing the inside Pesuah Nisa, the outside Pesuah Nisa. But you should leave the door open, and then you'll have the Pesuah Nisa, the Ikar Pesuah Nisa, which is for the family, and the outside Pesuah Nisa, which is for those people. So you can, or, for those people that, the Etzem, the halacha in such a case where a person has no other ability is menichah shulchanim, v'daya. You could really put it in the shulchanim. However, let's just clarify one thing. In a case where a person that lives more than 20 amos high, so the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're more than 20 amos from the Rishus HaRavim, then you shouldn't light there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah was talking about a case where the window itself was 20 amos high. We're not talking about somebody that lives 20 amos high. It's talking about that you live on ground floor or one flight up, whatever it is, which within 20 amos. But your window was so high up that it was more than 20 amos from the Rishus HaRavim. He wasn't mitziachas to a case of a person that lives in a high-rise building on the 10th floor, that's his place. And we don't really find that chayna that are mitziachas that bechlal. The Sheir Levi's murder is included. We don't find that it is mitziachas that. We do find one Rishon, the Ritva once again, who is mitziachas to this, but none of the chayna had it. The Ritva says lahegah, that in the case of a person who lives more than 20 amos high, if he lives in an aliyah, and his aliyah is more, and his window is more than 20 amos high, then you light in the window of your aliyah. Because, heichad yasher yasher, and you light wherever you could. Pifrat, the Prima Gadam says, it's not that nobody could see it. It's mistaver that people could see it. Especially if you're far away, and you're coming up, then your vision doesn't stop at 10 amos. Despite the fact that the Torah says that is chilek, and he says that when you put it 20 amos high in your house, you can't be yetzi because you're not going to see it. But in a case where a guy is far, that's because when you're in a house and you're very confined. So you don't look up, you don't bend your head to look up. But in a case where a person is walking down the street and he sees a building from afar, he sees the entire building, even if it's 50 amos high, he sees the entire building in his view. Yeshu l'hakir z'muchash, that's for sure. There's no way you can get around that. I don't know how you could say that's a lack of pursuing nisam. Mamela, in an eifim, for sure in a case, this is a place to speak out, that if you live on an incline and your house is 25 amos above the Rishus HaRavim, but a little bit up the street, as you're coming down the street, you can see your house, and from up the street, it would be less than 20 amos, even though when the street gets to your building, it's more than 20 amos, that's considered within 20 amos, and you put it in your window. Because then you can see. I would say that even in the case where if you have other people, if you have certain buildings are not set up that way, but certain buildings that are end of a street, and anybody that's walking down the street will be able to see the thing. The chur, you have a ritva that says the chatchila to put it, that whatever, in such a masa, the chatchila to put it there, and we don't have a chayim that's saying not to. Lachar, I would say that it's a chatchila to put it in the window in such a case, and you could either put it by your doorway, or in this, I would think that it's even more pesimidisa to put it in the window. However, there's already a question whether or not you take it out of the doorway to put it in the window, because more pesimidisa if you can have some pesimidisa in the doorway.
What's
the 20 amas? The 20 amas is in a regular case when you're passing by a regular. What? Chazal, we're talking about a standard case where you're not going to see it. That's where Yehiel Levi says if you have a window, if you have a door, if you have a wall, then we don't say that anymore. Chazal, when they said 20 amas, lav dafti, they mean 20 amas in all scenarios. As a matter of fact, Poskim say that the Gemara says with regard to Erevin and Sukkah that if you have an amaltera, something which catches your eye, something which is very bright and eye-catching, or looks nice, that's more than 20 amas high, then it works. Why? Because it catches your eye. So usually you don't pay attention to it, but something which is very nice, it sticks out, catches your eye. Any scenario that you have that catches your eye, l'chura, that will be enough to be able to make it into a pesuminisa. I don't know how you can say that a person doesn't see it. Well, look at any building. You see it. You do see it. In a case, in a regular case, if you're walking down the street, and maybe in a chanami, you wouldn't see it. But if you're walking towards the end of a street and you see a building in front of you, l'chur in such a case, then you have the achilis to light in the chalain. With regard to chalain, there's a shayla whether or not can you light in your marpeset. Outside. What's the story lighting on the railing of your marpeset? What halachic status does that have? So Rashi says that's like lighting outside in the street. That's nothing. That's outside. That's not a window. That's not a door. Really, the shayla is when Chazal said that somebody doesn't have a doorway to light, you should light in the window. What do they mean? Dafka window it has to be, or a window is the most practical case to have a place where you can light inside your house that people can see from outside. But if you have another yukhilis to do that inside your house that people can see outside, for example, on the railing of your marpeset, you put it in a glass box, and if not, that's fine also. That's what Shlomo Zalman says, and that's what Rishmo Kanetsky says, and that's what Rav Nisgavel says. That in a chanami, that's like a window. It happens to be that it's a very big window. It's open mamish to the, but it's like a window. And in such a case, you would be able to be yetzer. Riyasha does not, but many of the places can say that that is considered a window, and you're yetzer. You can put it there. Now, you're lying whether or not you're gina also. Somebody that has a gina that's open, that's already off to the side of the house. Maybe it's not so nicker. You put it on the fence of the gina that it's shy after the house. Maybe that's not such a. But certainly, which is a marpeset, which is clearly part of the house, and then I see it as a window. Somebody that's outside sees that it's shaykh to this apartment. The chero, that's a lechatchila place to light. Somebody that's not lighting, it has a din of a window. For somebody that's not lighting in the doorway, that has a din of a window. Now, lechero, with regard to lighting in the window, like we mentioned, it's that bechlal in Eretz Yisrael, lighting in a window. I would say that the chero is meduik in the Gemara that. Even if you could light outside, if you lit in a window, you're yetzer. The Gemara says, "B'shas zakana minichas shachonu v'dayeh." That's enough. In other words, even though that's not really a zakana, that's all that you have to do. When it says that the guy for that is lighting the aliyah, it doesn't say that minicha al chalayinu v'dayeh. Doesn't say that's like that's no. That's all that he can do because doesn't have place to heker. Mashmoy says that that's the ikar mokim. That is the ikar mokim. In other words, you don't have to be mechadash new takana. It's nichlal in the original takana of Chazal. That the window is also a place. You should do it in the Pesach. But you're not being oikered. If somebody that puts it in a window that can be seen by the Shazaram, the Chur is going to be Yetzeh Bechol in it. That's with regard to Sif. Hey. Sif of Menichel Ma'al Mechim Otfachim Mitzel Menichel Ma'al Mechim Otfachim Menichel Ma'al Mechim Otfachim Yotzel Menichel Ma'al Mechim Otfachim Yotzel. The which chiluk of the menorah has to be within 20 amos or above gimel tzvachim, less than 10 tzvachim? The hold on, record it. Should we end? If it works out, we have a few more minutes. How do you tell?
Yeah, see how much longer we're
here. And what did you say?
A few more minutes.
Okay, so a few more minutes. Let's see if we can accomplish it in a few more minutes. The Sharatin says over here, even if you have long in Sharatin, Sivkat and Lamed Gimel, he says even if you have huge candles and half of the candles within 20 amas, but the flame is above 20 amas, then you're not yetzer. The Pashtus, that's how the Pesim go, that all the Shirim are Mesiachas to the flame. And mainly the flame is supposed to be within 20 amas, it's supposed to be above Gimel Tvachim, less than Gimel Tvachim, that's all the flame, not the menorah. Lechatchila, you're supposed to put it above Gimel Tvachim, because if you put it on the floor, then it's not nikkur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ain't nikkur shebalabayit nikkur sham. You can walk up with the Eved Yotza. Why is it not nikkur? Because in the olden days, they used to have lanterns. For Hanukkah, they used the same lantern that we used the entire year. So what happens if a guy's walking down the Rishus HaRabim, and he needs to move the watermelon from his right hand to his left hand, and he's holding the lantern in one hand, the watermelon in the other hand. He puts down the lantern on the floor, and then he moves the watermelon to his other hand, then he picks up. So a guy that sees a lantern on the floor, you don't know why the guy put the lantern there. If you see it suspended halfway midair, it's above 3 tefachim and less than 10 tefachim, then it's nikkur that was put there for a mitzvah. It's put there for a purpose. It wasn't that a guy just put it on the floor. That being the case, l'chera bizmanenu, that we all light in menorahs, then l'chera, let's say a person wants to put his menorah on the floor, and the nair will be above gimel tefachim. Do we say that the menorah is on the floor? Do we say, no, the nair is above gimel tefachim? The Chorob is Maninu, that the Ner is the menorah, it's Nikr that was put there for the mitzvah. And we found such as far, the Pri Chadash says, as Prima Gadim brings down Pri Chadash, that a person that's holding his menorah the entire time, a candle the entire time, is not Yitzhak. Because it's not Nikr that he lit it for a mitzvah. Says the Pri Chadash, but if he's holding an 8-branched menorah, and he's holding it the entire time, he is Yitzhak, because everybody knows that you do that for the mitzvah. So the person puts it on the floor, and that everybody uses electricity and doesn't use candles, then certainly it's nikkur that it was put there for the mitzvah, and l'chari you could put it on the floor in order to enable that your flame will be above gimel tefachim. What's the story with lighting lower down the 20 amis? I guess we'll have to end at the end of the sif. Lower down than 20 amis. In other words, many people, Bismanenu, especially in Harnof and other places like that, my building is like that also. You come into the middle of the building and there's 3-4 flights up and 3-4 flights down. Once you're after three and a half flights, your pasha is already over 20 amas according to any shita. Three flights is usually in between, depending on exactly in between the two shitas, you can be makel of what's considered 20 amas. Three and a half flights, you're already outside 20 amas. Somebody that lives down 20 amas, is that also in the Einayin Shelatas? So for those that bring a raya, Rav Heshel Lemi Krakow, the Chanukah of the Torah, he says that's pshat in the sugya. Many people say this in the smichus of the Gemara. The Gemara says Rav Tanchum that ner Chanukah shenichal lemalam yasrama you're not yitzer, and he says also that habore came by ma'amik. He says this past week's parasha. We're finishing. I'm finishing. Od daka, chatzis shniyah. Od daka, yeah. B'seder. Shkoyach. Toda. He says that the same way it says Avor Reikim by Mayim, Mayim Bein Bay Avanash Mechav Akrav Miyish Bayim. The Shaila is, so how did the Yesh of the Tzaddik? What shaykh does this member have to that member? Says the Chanukah of the Torah. How could it be that the brothers they threw him into a pit didn't have water? Wow, terrific! But as Nachash Mechav, says no, since they didn't have water, they weren't able to see. It was more than 20 amas high. Since there was Masmachat at the other member to tell you, it's shame that you can't see above 20 amas, you can't see below 20 amas. And they weren't able to see that there was Nechash Mechav in there. So we see that you're also not able to see below 20 amas. Even though you could say that maybe that's true, Tata, but when you put a menorah inside, you'll be able to see a flame 20 amas. You can't see in a dark pit, you can't see if there's a snake. But you'll be able to see whether or not there's a candle that's lit there. Either way, Halacha L'mayis is the place to go that you could, even less 20 amas down, you could see. And the var is the chur, like the Meiri says at the beginning of Sukkah. The Meiri says that the reason why 20 amas high is not considered in a person's vision is because he has to throw back his head to be able to see him. In a case where a person doesn't have to do anything drastic to be able to see it, and just looking straight or looking, a person turns his head down, just you have to do it. It has to be bekavana to tilt your head back. Nobody does that. Down, a person does. And Ramela, down, a person can see even more than 20 amas. And that's why they say certainly you could see more than 20 amas in front of you. There's a building that's set off. Setback 50 amas, 100 amas, that's also fine. Because a person sees straight 100 amas, and therefore it's no problem. And that's why I would think that l'chur in the case, the only problem of more than 20 amas is like when the Meiri says, you have to throw back your head. But if by looking straight you see the entire building, l'chur is the biggest mach to say that's considered nikkur l'ayin. And however, it's not shani. In a case where it's within 20 amas, and you have to move your head to a certain angle to be able to see, you have to look over a person's railing and look down, then the person will also say that that's like throwing your head back 20 amas, and that's not lechatchila. A person should not light in such a place. We'll leave it out there.